The environmental group Greenpeace has filed a Senate ethics complaint against Senator Lisa Murkowski for consulting lobbyists as she wrote an amendment. But Murkowski and her staff say the criticism is overblown and that her office did nothing wrong. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Murkowski is concerned about the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate greenhouse gases at stationary sources like power plants and factories. She says setting new pollution limits could hurt jobs and the economy. So she tried to introduce an amendment last fall stopping the EPA by calling for a one-year timeout so Congress could craft its own legislation dealing with pollution. Murkowski's spokesman on the Senate Energy Committee, Robert Dillon, says she sought input from the EPA but didn't get a response, so her staff turned to outsiders for help.
The EPA did not return her calls, dodged her efforts to speak with them. And so who was she supposed to turn to make sure that her legislation did not do anything unintended? Who better to do that than former public servants that served in the high positions of the EPA under the former administration?
Those former EPA officials worked for the Bush administration and are now lobbyists at powerful DC firms representing high-profile clients like utilities and coal companies. That's not who Greenpeace thinks should have an input on energy legislation. Kurt Davies runs the environmental group's website, Polluter Watch. He says lobbyists have too much influence in crafting bills.
This is just another case in point. It's a nasty one because these are ex-Bush officials who spent their entire careers in power trying to obstruct those same laws. And now they're working for the polluters.
But Senator Murkowski says Greenpeace and other environmental groups are way off base. She says the lobbyists only gave legal advice and were among many people consulted.
We discussed it with some of our Democratic colleagues. We discussed it with some of the experts in the area of Clean Air Act and attempted to ensure that we were not raising any issues in terms of unintended consequences with that legislation.
But Kurt Davies with Greenpeace says it doesn't matter who else Murkowski's team talked to. He says the lobbyists have much to gain if the legislation goes their way. Davies filed a complaint with the Senate Ethics Committee Tuesday.
And the fact that they have consulted with numerous groups, or that, you know, many people have chimed in on this count of how and what to be done with the EPA's authority is really inconsequential. The revelation that heavy polluter industry lobbyists have had their hands on the steering wheel of the Senate effort to undermine the EPA is something that has to be reckoned with.
One of the lobbyists under scrutiny is Jeff Homestead, who heads the Environmental Strategies Group with the lobbying firm Bracewell Giuliani. He says his involvement was always out in the open, and Democratic staffers attended one of his conference calls.
It's just kind of silly to say that somehow industry lobbyists were the ones who wrote this, and that's just not true. So we were consulted, and I like to think we gave them good advice, but we were not the ones behind it, certainly.
Homestead says eyeballing legislation is typical for lobbyists who've held jobs with past administrations. He says he wasn't paid by the Senate or by his energy company clients for his work.
I would say that this happens. It doesn't happen to me every day, but I can tell you that certainly in terms of the way Washington works, this happens constantly all the time, that members of Congress and more typically their staffs reach out to people who they know in town, who are experts in a certain area to make sure that they understand exactly what it would mean, because these statutes are pretty complicated.
Murkowski staffer Robert Dillon says the ethics complaint filed by Greenpeace is a distraction from the issue of EPA regulations.
You know, it's very easy to make a complaint against somebody. It'll never go anywhere. It'll never be taken up by the committee, but now they get to make a headline saying, oh, there's an ethics complaint, the Senator Murkowski.
In 2008, the Senate Ethics Committee received 85 complaints. In that same year, only 10 cases warranted preliminary inquiry, and just two of those led to private letters of admonition. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.